Joining us in the studio is Abby Tofte, and she is a member of the EDA board. And you guys had an interesting proposal this week from the Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency, better known as AEOA, all about housing. Tell me about that. I know you're interested in housing.
Yeah. Leah Hall from AEOA came to our meeting on Tuesday, and it was a really great, interesting meeting. She actually came up with two of her colleagues 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago and met with Mark Sambo and I. And we walked around spots that might possibly work for an affordable housing complex in the EDA park. And they were just really interesting, cool people. And Mark and I both had a lot of questions, but we both came away from that meeting really excited for her to come talk on Tuesday. And so she did, and she proposed a Graham Murray rental housing project that would be an apartment style or a lodge style apartment complex with 16 to 24 rental units over two floors. It was part of their study to help meet our community's need for safe, decent, and affordable housing, which I went on Boreal this morning and saw that there were 16 rentals needed in the rental needed area.
Really?
Five of which were summer only, but the rest were full-time. Two office rentals and one home for rent, which was posted on April 17th. So clearly there is a need.
Yes, there is.
She told us about this project that would be efficiency, one bedroom, two bedroom, and possibly three bedroom units. It's going to be focused mostly for singles and small families.
Well, that's what we need.
Yes, exactly. And
those are going to be green.
Yes, green, energy efficient, which if you look at the rates they have, I believe we'll be posting this on the EDA website, they're going to be fair market rates, at fair market rates, and they're not low income. They're affordable housing, but they're not low income, and looks like there's no chance for there to be rental subsidies available anywhere on the North Shore right now. There's a small chance that we could get a Section 8 voucher that could stay on the property, and so a couple of the apartments could be Section 8, but for the most part, people would have to do the whole rental. But with it being green and energy efficient, you're looking at $565 for a one bedroom, but then you don't have the $200, $300 utilities in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So right. She wanted to make sure that we knew that this is just a proposal and they haven't talked to any grantors yet.
No, I looked at their proposal, and there's a lot to be done yet this spring, summer, fall, winter, into the spring and summer of 2014.
Mm-hmm. She said, best case scenario, 3 years, this project will be done. But she did say, you know, we could, as the EDA with our housing program with Nancy Grabko, we could do this on our own. Nancy has a great program going. We could do this all on our own. But what she wanted to know was, please, do you want to do it on your own, or do you want us to do it as AEOA? And we needed to make that decision on Tuesday. And after she had left, we all talked at the end of the meeting, and unanimously we all wanted to go with Leah. We are very capable as the EDA and as our housing program to do this, but we're already doing so many cool projects with our housing program, and Nancy's just going. She's doing such a good job that why wouldn't we take this opportunity?
Because she does a lot of work with house remodeling and renovation.
House remodeling. Yeah. There's a project being proposed in Tofte for senior housing, which I think is amazing. And I think why wouldn't we just bring more and more opportunity for housing in Cook County?
Well, and it seems to be right in the ballpark of what is affordable. And, of course, now all of these projects are green, or as green as they can make them. And, of course, that's a big savings, considering that those of us who live in 100-year-old houses, you know, that becomes a problem. So, and speaking of which, did you have or are you having a contractors meeting having to do with the renovation project?
Mm-hmm. We had a meeting that night. Four contractors showed up, and it was really interesting. She answered all of their questions. I didn't really understand what was going on because I'm not a contractor, but everyone seemed to be getting the answers they wanted. Right now, we have commercial and home rehab, but a project that will hopefully be starting in the fall is rental rehab, which takes the other part. You know, we're going to have this in 3 years. We could possibly have 16 to 24 new units of apartment complex. But then with Nancy's program, these homes that are 100 years old that people are renting and having to pay outrageous winter utility fees, well, then we have this whole other program so that the rental rehab can happen. And then those homes may be just as, well, not just as, but quite green as well. And Leo was saying, we were asking about Section 8 vouchers or if any of these would be low income, because, I mean, their focus is low to moderate families, but this is, it's you know, two bedroom is $757. I mean, it's going to be hard for some people to reach that. But she was saying, you know, in Duluth, they have, it's something crazy, like a 4-year wait list for Section 8 vouchers. Mm-hmm. And they're not even taking names anymore. So one other thing that's really great is with AAOA's great connections, they do have, they know people there. So they've been able to talk to them and ask, you know, what about these permanent vouchers that, you know, I didn't, you know, I wouldn't know to ask that. These vouchers that don't, because I guess most Section 8 vouchers travel with the family. So they could take that to the apartment complex and then go away. And anywhere in the United States, they can use those vouchers. But if it's right on our apartment building, then if the family chooses to leave, then another family who would need that Section 8 voucher could move into that
place. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of work ahead.
Yes.
I'm excited. And I can tell you're pretty excited about it, too, because I know what it took you to find a place.
Yes, a lot. Okay. And we're still looking for winter housing, so if anybody knows.
Okay. Well, let's hope that this will happen, and the sooner the better.
Yes.
Because certainly it's a big need here in Cook County. We've been speaking with Abby Tofte, and she is a member of the Joint Economic Development Agency. EDA, in other words. All these acronyms confuse me. And we're talking about the possibility of housing here, apartment-type housing, from AEOA. So thank you very much for stopping by, filling us in.
Thank you.
We want to follow this one.
Yes.
So keep in touch.
We'll do.
Okay.